isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. Stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but am an avid practitioner of Fleming's right-hand rule, and for the next 28 minutes and some change, you have the right to remain silent. But I intend to waive that right. From an ethical or legal viewpoint, it's simply the A side of being wrong, as well as implying that something or someone is accurate, correct, or true. To wit, the word itself defines an unprecedented volume of entitlements that we relish here in the good old US of A. From an orientation perspective, it's contrary to left, and in geometry, angle and triangle descriptors have been named so. But now I'm way out in left field, mea culpa. In rock and rhythm, musicians weren't always wrong, and not being wrong made for music that was far from obtuse. The next installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review is right around the corner, so let's all get in our right frame of minds as we go right down the line with Earl King, Kitty Stevenson with Todd Rhodes and his Toddlers, Guitar Shorty, Nappy Brown, Joe Clay, Adam Faith with the Roulettes, Merrill Moore, the Midnighters, and Mose Allison. If Hank Ballard had a right-hand man in the Midnighters, it was guitarist Cal Green. Case in point, Ballard took credit for mega hit The Twist, though evidence puts Cal right alongside Hank for the tune's nebulous creation. But one thing that was never nebulous for the Midnighters was Cal's right-on-the-nail fretwork. From 1955, Sweet Mama Do Right. Spanker Merrill Moore was one of several hillbilly boogie practitioners that had a direct influence on the likes of Jerry Lee and rockabilly, although Moore himself later dismissed his rockabilly impact. That said, Moore had enough of the right stuff to cut several singles for macro label Capitol. 1953's Fly Right Boogie.
hands got so shaky that I couldn't write. I tried to go to sleep, but I tossed all night. I had the covers on the bed all rolled up in a ball. I ended up phoning for the doctor to call. Here's what he said, you'll soon be dead if you don't get out and learn to fly right. You gotta fly right if you want to go on living, learn to fly right. Take this good advice I'm giving, I don't mean get high as a kite. Just be yourself and learn to fly right. Places down on First and C. Well, that's the place the doctor recommended to me. So I hailed an empty yellow that was headed for town. I thought it would be a good idea to just look around. When I arrived, the boogie jive was calling all the hip cats in town. You gotta fly right if you wanna go on living, learn to fly right. Take this good advice I'm giving, I don't mean get high as a kite. Just be yourself and learn to fly right. Went through the door, there must have been at least 100 couples or more. The piano man was pounding on a knocked out score, a hot and lively tune they hadn't heard before. It had the beat that makes your feet want to get out and take up the floor. You gotta fly right if you want to go on living, learn to fly right. Take this good advice I'm giving, I don't mean get high as a kite. Just be yourself and learn to fly right.
Serves you no right to confuse yodeling Jimmy Rogers for crooner Jimmy Rogers for blues god Jimmy Rogers, but it's the latter Jimmy that gets credit for this 1950 standard, first covered by fellow blues deity Junior Parker in 57, following in 59 by 88 Ace Mose Allison. That's all right.
You told me, baby, once upon a time, if I would be yours, you would be mine, but that's alright. I know you don't love me no more, but that's alright. Seem like every now and then I wonder who's loving you tonight. You told me, baby, our love is strong. Woke up one morning, all your fine words were gone, but that's alright. I know you got yourself another boy, but that's alright. Seem like every now and then I wonder who's loving you tonight. Was loving you just didn't understand, and now you're trying to fool another man, but that's all right. I know you're talking about me, but that's all right. Seem like every now and then I wonder who's loving you tonight.
There were two things short-lived with this next tune, the label it was recorded for, and its chanteuse. Sensation was a fleeting Detroit micro label largely known for the debuts of John Lee Hooker and Todd Rose, for whose band singer Kitty Stevenson struck the right note before succumbing to illness at age 34, just 2 years after this aptly titled 1950 tune, It Ain't Right. It was Nappy Brown's first hit. Well, in fact, it wasn't a hit at all for him. That distinction goes to Ray Charles. It's also arguable for Nappy to claim writ of right, even if his name appears and disappears from reissue to cover version, and a pedigree traced 20 years prior to 1957. But one thing is for sure, Nappy can claim bragging rights for the identifiable tune it remains today, The Right Time.
Oh!
The single credits guitar shorty, as it wouldn't be right for a bluesman to use his given name, thus it was David Kearney's debut 1957 single on Cobra, featuring omnipresent Willie Dixon on bass and quill. As of 2019, Master Showman Guitar Shorty is still alive, but remains largely overlooked, which ain't right for a guy that did everything from mentoring Hendrix to winning the Gong Show. You don't treat me right.
Money, I didn't say I would. I ain't gonna tell you all I heard. They talking about you all over town. You gave away my love, I'm forced to put you down. You gave away my love when I was nowhere around. So I'm leaving you, baby, to put you down.
Joe Clay's lone two 1956 singles encapsulate the essence of rock and rhythm. Cut for RCA subsidiary Vic, the first was recorded in Houston featuring Gold Star Studios' Bolillo session aces led by fret wizard Hal Harris. The second in New York City backed by R&B session aces led by fret wizard Mickey Baker, including a cover of a Titus Turner R&B hit. And yet, both singles are dead to rights rockabilly. Get on the right track, baby.
Get on the right track, baby.
King was on the scene nearly as early as BB, with singles on Savoy and Specialty, and nearly had the same chops as Freddie and Albert. But one thing Earl had over his shared surname six-string contemporaries was his pen. It was King's tenure at Ace that eventually struck the right chord, and this 1956 single found Earl backed by the usual New Orleans studio stalwarts, including Huey Piano Smith, despite the notation on the label that reads, "Featuring Fats on Piano." Is everything all right?
Is everything's all right, babe? Is everything's all right? Is everything's all right, babe? Everything's all rude. Everything's all right. All rude you do. Then let the fun begin. Hope it'll never end. Let the fun begin. And hope it'll never end. I wanna love you, baby. All over again. Is everything?
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to John Ambrose Fleming. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
Exit! Stage right!
Terry Nellums wasn't destined to be one of the UK's biggest teen idol pop stars, but alter ego Adam Faith was. After an early hit-making run, Faith was facing the same problem as US counterparts would, the Beatles and their beat-driven ilk. Faith had the right idea when he hired the Russ Ballard-led Roulettes to fortify his sound, resulting in his only blip on the U.S. Top 40 in 64. It's all right.
Well, if you want me, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Well, if you want me, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right.